day. Joining me in the studio, I'm pleased to have school board candidate representing seat three, or she will be, hopefully, or she's running for that seat, Beth Moss. Beth,
good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for being on the show. Well, let's talk a little bit. First of all, why are you running?
Well, I'm running for the Madison School Board because I have a personal stake in these schools. You know, I am very, very determined to keep these schools strong, and I want to give every single child a chance to succeed. You know, in my opinion, public education is the great equalizer. It gives every student an opportunity to be a contributing member of society, and I want to prioritize the spending in the budget so that we can do that.
Okay, well, facing the cuts that Madison School is facing, that all schools around the country are, how will you address that problem? How can we educate everybody? How can we keep up our high quality of education?
Well, you know, in the short run, we do have to identify places where we can make cuts, and it's going to be extremely difficult. It's going to be gut-wrenching. The budget is coming out tomorrow, and there will be a press conference, and I'm very interested to see what the administration thinks that we can cut. And at that time, you know, I'll be looking at it, and I will be deciding, you know, what I would also consider that could be cut. I really think that we need to keep the small class size in the K-2 classes, because that's where the kids get their start, and there is no substitution for teacher attention at that age. But you know, beyond that, we have to work with the state. We have to fix the state financing system. We have to, as a school board, we need to unify with school boards around the state. We need to galvanize the community. We need to lobby those legislators, the Senate, and the governor to fix this financing system.
Now, is that something that you think that's a school board, any particular school board, should be involved in that type of political advocacy work also, in terms of lobbying the state?
I really do, and I think that that's something we have to do, because we have to infuse more funds into our schools. Otherwise, in a 5-year period, we're looking at $50 million in cuts. And at the same time as lobbying for that, we do have to look forward. We have to have a long-range plan and decide what will we do if this is not going to get fixed.
Now, one of the columnists in the Isthmus, I believe his name is Jason Shepherd, has been, he mentioned in a recent article that the school union, the teachers union, MTI, actually is running the school board, that the school board currently is dominated and pretty much dictated to by Madison teachers. Do you feel that's true? And what is your, is Madison teachers telling you what to say, and are they the ones that told you to run for the school board?
No, absolutely not. I did get the endorsement of Madison Teachers, Inc., but my opponent also applied for the endorsement and interviewed for it. The teachers union negotiates with the school board, and they negotiate under the auspices of the QEO, and the revenue caps determine how much money we have. The QEO means that if the school board offers 3.8% increase to the MTI, to the teachers, then they will not go to arbitration, and that's a state law. And you know, that's really where the district and the union, that's where their relationship is.
I've asked this to every school board candidate who's been on the show ever. What about the dearth of teachers of color in the school district, and is it important for you to increase the proportion of teachers of color within the Madison School District?
Yes.
And what would you do? What steps would you do to increase that number?
I think that's extremely important, because we need to have positive role models for every child who is in our schools. We need to step up the level of recruitment. We need to work with the UW. Go and find these teachers and offer incentives to them to come to Madison and to act as role models for our kids and for all of our kids.
Okay, I'm speaking with Beth Moss. She is a school board candidate for C3. This is a district-wide election, so everybody will be able to vote for both both seats that are open, or
all three, right?
All three of them, yeah. Right? Actually, That's right. I forgot that Johnny Winston's still running, too.
Right.
What is the difference between you and your opponent? Your opponent is Rick Thomas.
Well, I have district-wide experience. I worked for Community and Schools Together, for CAST, for the school financing referendum. I went all over the district, talked to people, visited schools, and really got the people together, unified behind that school financing referendum. And also, I offer the perspective of someone who has experienced other school systems. We've lived here for about 4.5 years, and we came here because we wanted our kids to go to schools in a district that valued educating all children. And I have a child with special needs, and that's a perspective that has not been on the board for some time. And I am also a former classroom teacher. I've taught in other countries and also in another school system, and I think that that is also another perspective.
Now, do you think that that's a drawback, your newness to the Madison area? And being so new, why did you feel that you're able to run for the school board?
You know, I think it's actually an advantage, because if you look at the board now, everyone who is on the board has lived here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They know what the schools were like. They know what they were like in the 70s and 80s when we had all the money in the world. I came in after the revenue caps were put into place, and I've seen the changes that have happened year by year. And I think that I'm one who can look forward. I'm not looking back into the past. I'm looking forward.
Are there two schools of thoughts in terms of how to approach funding various programs in the Madison School District? Is there, we talked about a little bit last week, polarizing efforts within the board. Are there two different schools of thoughts in terms of what should be funded and what shouldn't that you see?
I'm not sure that there are two schools of thought. I think that everyone brings their own priorities to the board. And for me, it will be looking at each individual school. You know, the Equity Task Force is working very, very hard on trying to figure out how we can make the education for all the kids throughout the district equitable. And that is something that we need to go building by building, because in visiting schools around the district, each building is different. Each one has different concerns. They have different demographics, and they have different needs.
Okay. Beth, any final statements as the elections approach?
Well, I would love to be a part of the decision-making for the board in the next 3 years, and I sincerely hope that people will get out and vote on April 3rd. I feel like I do bring a perspective to the board. I'm planning on going out and visiting schools. I want to talk to people. I want people to email me, tell me their concerns. I will get back to them. And I really want to be a person who is responsive to people in the community.
Okay. And what are going to be, for the next 3 years, what are going to be the big issues as you see it for the school board
number one will be the budget. And, you know, that, like I said, we've already talked a little bit about that. The second is the new superintendent. In about 18 months, Art Rainwater will step down. And the new board is going to have to find somebody to fill his shoes, which will be a difficult process because we don't have an ideal situation with this budget. We need somebody who has experience with a district that has a very, very tight budget. We need someone who has experience with a very well-educated community that's very involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's kind of what you'd be looking for in an ideal candidate
for
superintendent.
Well, that's what I would be looking for, exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right, Beth Moss, the school board candidate for seat 3, I want to thank you very much for being